Are you the sort of person like me who needs a strong cup of coffee first thing in the morning to get things started? Or does a brisk walk help you lift the fog? What if you could stick something on your head and zap your brain? Would you do it? Well, brain stimulation, or to give it its proper name, transcranial direct current stimulation, is something that is becoming more and more popular to help with a range of things like anxiety and sleep disorders. But what evidence that it is actually worth using? Dr. Paul Beagler is a former emergency doctor, now a journalist and a research fellow at Monash University. Dr. Beagler, welcome to Sunday Drive. What is brain stimulation?
Thanks, Lyndall. Yeah, brain stimulation is a technique whereby a device that is attached to the outside of the head passes a small amount of electric current through the skull and into the brain and actually stimulates your brain cells, your neurons. And there's a number of different types of brain stimulation. A big one has been something called transcranial magnetic stimulation, which has been researched for about 30 years and actually is an accepted treatment for a depression that has been unresponsive to standard therapies. And that's delivered in clinics by specialists. However, there are other types of brain stimulation. You mentioned transcranial direct current stimulation. And these are increasingly being used in devices that can be bought commercially, even over the internet, and are being increasingly widely used by people at home for things like enhancing their cognition. Gamers have been using them to improve, allegedly, their gaming skills. And perhaps more worryingly, an increasing number of people have been using these devices at home to self-treat depression.
Now, I can apply a Band-Aid in an emergency, but stimulating my brain does sound like the sorts of thing that I might need a doctor for. Is there any evidence that the DIY version provides any benefits at all and is not inherently quite dangerous?
There is emerging evidence that transcranial direct current stimulation may be useful for the at-home treatment of depression. A recent trial run in Australia led by Colleen Liu at the Black Dog Institute found that of 34 people who used this technology at home over a period of 4 weeks, there was a significant improvement in their depressive symptoms. And it's thought that it works by stimulating an area of the brain known as the dorsolateral cortex, an area of the brain involved in emotion regulation that can be underactive in depression. Now, that study found that there was some benefit. However, there are a number of studies that have not found benefit. And in fact, for the article that I've written in Cosmos Science magazine on brain stimulation, I interviewed another expert, Paul Fitzgerald, a psychiatry professor at Monash University in Melbourne. And he is of the view that transcranial direct current stimulation really is not going to hit the mark in depression. He more or less told me that he's abandoning transcranial direct current stimulation in favour of a different type of brain stimulation called transcranial alternating current stimulation. And he's been trialling that at his clinic at the Epworth in Melbourne in depression, and it works in quite a different way from the direct current version.
This is ABC Radio Sunday Drive. I'm Lyndall Curtis and I'm talking to Dr. Paul Beagler, a science journalist, a former emergency doctor and a research fellow at Monash University about brain stimulation. Are there any medical organisations who advocate for transcranial direct current stimulation and are happy with people using it at home for a variety of purposes?
In short, no. That version of electrical brain stimulation has not been approved by the US Food and Drug Administration for use in depression. And so really when people are using it at home, they're doing it in what's called an off-label manner, so that they're using the device in a way that hasn't been officially prescribed by any particular medical bodies.
And you mentioned that people like gamers are using it. Are they using it because they think it helps, even though there may be no evidence that it does?
Yeah, I mean, the theory is that the stimulation enhances neuroplasticity. This is the idea that whenever you learn something, let's say you're learning to play a new video game, what's happening is that your brain is developing different connections between its brain cells, between the neurons, than you had before. And it's forging those new neural pathways that is actually your brain delivering the benefits of this new learning. Transcranial direct current stimulation lowers the threshold for those brain cells to fire. doesn't actually stimulate them directly. And so the theory is that if you're actually undertaking a task, like learning a language or playing a video game, if you've got the stimulation happening at the same time, you should be more able to forge those pathways that should be beneficial in the process of learning. So I think people are taking that kind of empirical underlying science and saying, well, it should translate to what I want to do. And they're being aided and abetted in that process by many, many commercial manufacturers that are making claims about these devices and what they can do that are very attractive to people in, for example, that gaming space. But I spoke to Anna Wexler, and she did a survey recently of electrical stimulation users at home in the US and surveyed 340 people. And she found that one third of those people were using the device to self-treat depression at home. Now, that's a real problem when you potentially have those people foregoing seeing a health professional to manage their depression. So, look, on the one hand, you've got an argument that the research isn't there yet in things like cognitive enhancement or gaming or related areas. If it's relatively safe, should people be able to use this at home and monitor the effects themselves? And there's a big body of people that are advocating that in the kind of, I suppose, in the biohacker space, but also some eminent researchers that say we should be allowing people to use this relatively safe technology at home. On the other hand, you've got issues with people self-treating disorders like depression, potentially foregoing useful treatment.
Do you know if you're using it, if you can feel something in your brain? Does your brain know it's being zapped?
Well, I haven't actually used it myself, but people report that they feel a tingling sensation on the skin. And really, apart from that, there are no subjective feelings that people have when they're using these devices. And in terms of the ill effects for using it for around 20 minutes at a time, which is the recommended length of time, there really have been very few reports of anything beyond skin burns as a rare side effect. But a number of researchers have cautioned that maybe we don't really understand the full range of side effects because it hasn't been used for long enough. Some people are using these devices in their children. One of the devices marketed in the US has been marketed for attention deficit disorder. And so we really don't know whether the effects on children may be more pronounced because they've got developing brains.
Well, Dr. Beagle, it has been truly fascinating, and I think we shouldn't try it at home just at the moment. We'll wait till the evidence is in. Thank you very much for your time today.
Great to talk, Lyndall. Thank you.
And that was Dr. Paul Beagle, a former emergency doctor, now a science journalist and a research fellow at Monash University, talking about brain stimulation. And hopefully it'll be a while before they apply that to radio presenters. This is ABC Radio, and I'm Lyndall Curtis.
This is ABC Radio. This Wednesday night on ABC TV and iView, catch Diary of an Uber Driver.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, don't forget to give me five.
A five-star series.
How'd you get started with Uber anyway?
Some things changed for me.
From the smash hit blog and best-selling book.
I got lots to think about.
Like?
What I'm supposed to be doing.
The new series,